You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
Well, Black and White Sports fans, we're going to be talking about former NFL wide receiver Antonio Brown here in this video. Antonio Brown has not been the same since he ran off the field against the Jets and Tom Brady when Tom Brady was actually with the Buccaneers. Everybody remembers that. And ever since then, man, Antonio Brown has been on a spree to attack people. He was attacking Tom Brady for the longest time. And when Tom Brady's marriage fell apart, Antonio Brown started poking fun at Tom Brady. Also taking other shots as well. Now, I got to admit, some of those posts about Tom Brady was pretty funny. Okay, I do have a sense of humor. I really, really do. But Antonio Brown really wants people to think that he actually has CTE. Everybody knows that Vontaze Burfict hit. A lot of people say he ain't been right since then. But still, you cannot diagnose CTE unless the person is already dead. Okay? Last time I checked, Antonio Brown is still alive. Now, I believe that Antonio Brown does things for clicks. I really do. I think he wants attention. And Antonio Brown right now, every time I make a video on him, it's not about football. I mean, that ship has sailed, man. Antonio Brown is not going back to the NFL. Antonio Brown is not going to the Hall of Fame. Maybe a few more good seasons, he could have been in the Hall of Fame. Now, we know that Antonio Brown was a really, really good receiver. He was. But Antonio Brown is a sideshow. The man is a clown at this point. Nothing more. That actually brings us to Caitlin Clark. Probably the biggest name in women's sports right now. I think that's the case. I don't even really think it's close to tell you the truth. I mean, we have made quite a few Caitlin Clark videos. Even Rose is making some over there on the other sports channel. Well, Antonio Brown thought it was a good idea now to attack Caitlin Clark. Now, I believe a few weeks back, he took a shot at her, I guess somewhat in a sexual manner. Yeah, I didn't like that post. I wouldn't have posted anything like that. And I believe Antonio Brown is actually getting attacked for that, too. Well, it seems like Caitlin Clark has had enough of Antonio Brown. So let's get into it, guys. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Remember, live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We appreciate the support. So here we go. Look at this here. Antonio Brown claims Caitlin Clark blocked him after wildly offensive tweet. Yes, and we're actually going to go over the tweet. And Caitlin Clark doesn't want to have anything to do with Antonio Clown anymore. Antonio Clown, also known as Antonio Brown, he's only good for shocking posts and things like that. I don't know what he's actually up to these days. I mean, this man is so bizarre, man. Remember, he actually posted, I believe, on Snapchat like over a year ago, his manhood out there with his girl, Morissette's girl. Yeah, giving him some action. He did that. That was a bit story, man. So everything Antonio Brown does is for clicks and attention. Nothing more. Okay? Well, it says here, Caitlin Clark might not be a fan of Antonio Brown. Clark continues to take the sports world by storm after a dominant career at Iowa prior to being the top pick in the WNBA draft. The talented guard is definitely the league's greatest hope, and she's caught the attention of Antonio Brown for all the wrong reasons. The former NFL player turned wannabe rapper has been tweeting about Clark a lot, and that includes physical comparisons to Mel Gibson. At the very least, AB seems to understand how to play the trending topics game on social media. I mean, what else is he really going to do? What else is he really going to do? This is a post that Antonio Brown put out on March 3rd. I have not seen this one here. He puts out congrats to Caitlin Clark on becoming all-time leading scorer. Hashtag Mel Gibson. Hashtag CTESPN. He's playing up the CTE thing, guys. And hashtag Passion of the Christ. Let's see what this is. Hopefully there's no music. So, oh my goodness. So he puts congrats on the NCAA record, Caitlin Clark. He's saying that Caitlin Clark looks like a man? Yeah, then right here, Caitlin Clark is playing Holy Cross in the first round. And he puts up another post here, Caitlin Clark highlight reel, hashtag CTESPN. But I believe this is the one right here that really, really got him blocked by Caitlin Clark. He puts this out. Caitlin Clark looks like she keep it hairy. Come on, man. Come on. I mean, that's right there, man. That's crossing the line right there. That's crossing the line right there, in my opinion. I mean, my goodness. But she blocked him right there. Says Caitlin Clark 22 blocked you. And then he uses racist terminology. He puts out cracker of the day. Hashtag CTESPN. Blocked by cousin it. Man, what is up with this man? And there's people that are saying that, hey, he deserved this. This one person here says a smart girl for blocking Antonio Brown. Another person says Caitlin Clark was like, and let's see. Yeah, shedding the blinds on him right there. And another one says, your shtick is getting old, little bro. I mean, but Antonio Brown's been doing this to everybody, man. But I guess that last one, yeah, she had enough of him. This other one here says, I honestly think you deserved it. I mean, after this post right here, talking about her private parts being hairy, yeah, Antonio, yeah. But what do you guys think of this, man? Antonio Brown using racial terminology. And he always puts this out. This isn't unique to Caitlin Clark per se, but he has this thing about posting stuff about white people and having a cracker of the day. Yeah, he didn't like Caitlin Clark actually blocking him. Man, Antonio Brown, man, is really, really pathetic, man. But that's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.